History is not something that is a fact and that exists in the past. History is still unfolding right now in the present. But who gets to tell the story and who is silenced? Whose experience gets recorded and whose story is erased? Whose reality is affirmed and whose is denied? That is a matter of the politics of memory.
Patricia Deegan is a psychologist and former mental patient whose work at Boston University's Institute on Human Resilience focuses on the history of psychiatry from the perspective of patients. Dr. Deegan studies the politics of memory. Here she talks about the roots of the word politic.
The word politic comes from the same Latin root as the words polite and police. Politic, polite, police. Most mental health professionals also tell a story that is politic, polite, and policed. It is a dominant and dominating narrative in which they define themselves and their work. It is a story that does not include the perspective of ex-patients, yet tries to speak for us and to define us and our experience. I have found that sometimes our story is eloquently written by fierce advocates who survived mental institutions and at their own expense self-published their story.
Isaac Hunt was one such patient. Incarcerated for 3 years in the late 1840s in the Maine Asylum for the Insane, he self-published his memoirs after his release.
Isaac Hunt's book is called Astounding Disclosures, 3 Years in a Madhouse by a Victim, written by himself. It was published in 1852. In it, he writes, "About the ninth day after I went into the asylum, I was again subjected to the horrid wildfire medicine, which was followed by the same terrible and strange sensations and wandering over the ward. I refused to suffer this treatment. I refused to take the medicine. The attendant insisted that I should, and harsh words followed. I told him the medicine was destroying me and I would not take it. He then commanded me, in a tone of authority, to take the medicine. I did take it. I took it from his hand and dashed it out the window. In a moment, this stalwart, muscular man struck me a violent blow upon my head."
Dr. Isaac Ray was the superintendent at the asylum in Maine while Isaac Hunt was a patient there. In the same year that Hunt published his expose of life in the asylum, Dr. Ray wrote a paper in which he warned that
"The most prolific source of this distrust of hospitals for the insane is undoubtedly the communications of patients themselves." He goes on to discredit ex-patient narratives by saying that the insane are liars by nature. "It is equally well known that no moral traits are so common among the insane as a total disregard of veracity."
In this way, Dr. Ray began the long tradition of mental health professionals dismissing and discrediting first-person accounts written by ex-patients.